This is your host, Priyansh, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. Listeners, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, and this is your host Priyansh of Saturday's 12 to 1 slot. And before I continue with the rest of the broadcast, I would just like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts on the unceded and ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. Today, I have a special guest on the show with me, Mr. Brian Fox. And would you want to say hi to listeners?
Hello, listeners. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So Brian wears many hats and is involved into a lot of stuff on campus and off campus. So, and we're going to go deeper into it and talk about all of that. But first, we're going to listen to another song. And this is one of Brian's picks. And so just sit back and enjoy. Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And this is your host, Priyansh. And I have a very special guest with me today here on air, Mr. Brian Fox. Brian, so how are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing real well, buddy.
Okay.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. And so why don't you tell listeners a bit about what you do on campus and what's your role here?
Yeah, for sure. So my current role at SFU is called Coordinator Student Engagement. It's in the Faculty of Arts and Social Sciences. Real cool gig. I get to help welcome new students to campus, connect them to programming, As part of that, I run a fast mentorship program.
Lovely.
You, my friend, are on it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah.
So a peer mentor, Priyansh here, is one of our many volunteers, and I get to run that program and connect new students to people like you, pal.
Yep, and I've been involved in this program for 2 years, and I've learned so much, I've gained so much, and through this program, it's just a wholesome experience. And I feel it's a very underrated resource for students. A lot of people can make use of it, and it's completely free.
Totally. We got 1,400 new students that start in the fall. Wow. And of that group, about 150, 200 sign up to connect with folks like you. And yeah, underutilized for sure, buddy.
And what exactly happens in the peer mentorship program?
Yeah, good question, buddy. We opt in new students. They sign a, or they fill in a survey if they're interested to be paired. Most students that come into our faculty are undeclared. Mm-hmm. We try to pair them with a student in their intended program, psychology, criminology, econ, history, English, whatever that might be. We pair them up over the course of the summer. They get like some transition support going into the first term at SFU. Really just like a safety net, you know, someone to talk to. Yeah. And someone to like show them around campus, connect them to events. Awesome places like CJSF down here in the sub. Things like this are like key to student transition and, you know, welcome them to the campus.
Totally. Yeah. And how many mentors does the program involve?
Yeah, totally. We have about 53 mentors this fall.
Wow.
So hire them in the spring, train them in the summer.
Yeah.
And they're onboarded and ready to roll for September. So across all of our 28 programs, most of them have a peer mentor. So huge team. Probably one of the biggest mentor team on campus, I would say.
Wow.
And yeah, we're rolling. We're ready to go. We're team building right now.
Wow. So how long have you been involved in this role?
Well, yeah, great. 10 years, actually. And it's the 10-year anniversary of the program, too. Started this as I started this gig in the faculty. And yeah, it's been a journey. But 10 years goes fast. And I've hired 30 to 40, 50 mentors per year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge alumni pool of peer mentors that you've joined.
Yeah.
Big teams over the years and hopefully a lot of impact.
So did you start the program and came up with it?
Yeah, totally.
Wow. So okay.
I was working in student services, running orientations and welcome days on campus, and moved into this role.
Yep.
Really fit my, personality type, I would say, my interests. Mm-hmm. I was a psychology and criminology undergrad at SFU. So I was an art student and a kind of an underwhelming degree here for me. Didn't do the things. Wasn't on air like you on the radio here. Didn't quite join the campus community and had this chance to convince a huge population of students to get the most out of this place. Mm-hmm. So the fit was awesome. And I moved into the role 10 years ago. And first thing I did was spot a need for connecting that massive 1,500 student, undeclared student population to humans like you who would help them out and help guide them through their first year transition.
Wow. That's so thoughtful. I can actually feel the work that has been, you know, put into it in the last 10 years. And kudos to you.
Thanks,
and you've done an amazing job with it. And no personal bias just because I'm involved in it. I feel it's a great resource and that so many more people, like students on campus, can make use of.
Awesome. Thank you.
And how did you get involved into like this position specifically? Like, did you, like, while you were attending university, did you have like any similar kind of like involvement around town or on campus?
Totally. So as I mentioned, started my degree here 20 years ago, finished my undergrad psych and crim, and I was a proud staff member already. I was working QP jobs here on campus. I was involved in student services, the registrar, some really cool part-time gigs and worked in student services for a while, records, the admin side of the house, ran the UPass program.
Oh, wow.
Shout out to UPass riders out there.
Yep.
Ran that from an administrative perspective. And then, this role kind of came up. And historically, I wasn't involved. I didn't do much on campus. I kind of just hit the books and commuted off the hill. I'm a Burnaby boy, so I didn't really go too far and didn't take advantage of much anything here, really. So I did well academically, finished my degree. But then this role now more aligns with what I want to do, you know, just connecting with students. I like hanging out with you,
Lovely.
Yeah, I think that the fit now is a perfect one for me career-wise. So there wasn't really a natural movement into the role. A lot of other students who do involvement things and get involved, it's a natural thing. They are part of a student union or they're doing what you're doing and then they find a role on campus. Mm-hmm. I was kind of the opposite. Mm-hmm. I had a really strong administrative background.
Yeah.
A lot of things in my skill set that allowed me to work in an office more than like the care for the university, which I get to show now. And I get to kind of relive it a little bit in this role. I get to be the university guy who's involved and gets other people inspired. So it's a awesome fit.
So the role, your current role wasn't the first gig at the university. You were involved for a very long time.
Other things, a lot of temp roles, you know, you got to kind of do your time and try a lot of different things, build your resume in different ways. Yep. And I did that through a lot of really great gigs. Shout out to CUPE on campus here. Like I did a great couple of roles with them on campus and built the skills and then eventually leveraged that into an APSA role in my current position and a few before that. Yeah. And yeah, I did my time. Patience and hard work.
That's lovely. Awesome. All right. So listeners, and we're going to listen to a couple of more songs and, you know, we're going to go deeper into conversations with Mr. Brian Fox. So just sit back and enjoy.
My own to piss away the waking.
don't let them go. Don't let them go to waste. The fire in my eye is bleeding now. Your robot heart is bleeding. Try to be the robot king and settled for a robot boy. Ring the bells that still can ring and sing your stupid head off to the ones who are not listening. But don't let them go. Don't let them go to waste. The fire in my eye is bleeding now. Your robot heart is bleeding out. And I spent half of my life in the customer service line. To be loved by you, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by robots. Need love too, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by you, they want to be loved by robots. Need love.
Welcome back, listeners. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. And the first song that you heard was Hayloft by Mother Mother, and followed by Robots by Dan Mangan. And both of them were my guest pick for today, my guest Brian Fox. Brian, do you have something that you would like to say about those two songs?
Oh, no. Just beauty choices, local artists.
Local artists,
yeah,
wow.
That have, you know, played here lots.
Okay.
Back in the day, went to a lot of shows, and they were part of it.
You've seen them live?
Yeah.
Both of them?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Good local artists, and yeah, played a lot of shows here, and often part of larger festivals. Those guys were staples of my listening days here in Burnaby and Vancouver, yeah.
Wow. I especially really loved the first one, Hayloft by Mother Mother. And I didn't know about this group or this artist. And I'm definitely going to dive deep into their repertoire.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So I just want to go back in time a little bit in terms of our conversation. And since you mentioned earlier that you attended Simon Fraser University, how was your time here as a student?
My undergrad. Well, actually, I went to Capilano College at the time first.
Okay.
So I did 2 years in North Vancouver.
Yep.
Beautiful campus. Kind of like here.
Okay.
A tiny baby version of this place.
Wow.
Up in the mountains, forest, you know, same vibes.
Okay.
So did 2 years there as an associate of arts degree student, a lot of psych, crim, sociology, yeah. Some good arts classes, and then made my way up here. Yeah, it was a pretty wild start. I had a lot of friends that came here first, didn't go to the college route, did the SFU route thing. So I joined a lot of friends. Worked my way through a degree, focused lots. Nah, commuted every day. I still lived at the folks, so I was lucky enough to be a local and took the bus.
Okay.
The beautiful buses I took up the mountain. And undergrad in criminology and psychology, I enjoyed my classes here and had some pretty cool profs. Yeah, so some really neat experiences in my crim and psych classes here as an undergrad. And I saw lots of things, lots of parties. The pub was vibrant.
Oh, okay.
The beers were cheap.
Which was...
There was a pub.
Yeah, the study, if
I... Well, yeah, the study now, when it's not really open anymore, but right in Maggie Benson Center, top floor.
Wow.
Pub. We'd have some SFUCT fucked events. You can say that.
Yeah.
SFUCT.
Yeah.
Dollar beers and
a
lot of good concerts here, too. We actually, a couple that trashed the field.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, we might play some Swollen Members next, but a couple concerts... on campus, which were really cool back in the day. So those are highlights.
This doesn't sound like today's time at SFU.
No, yeah, not at
like
all.
So different, and like I can only imagine. That's awesome. And why did you decide to go with like psychology and criminology?
Yeah, you know, I had a really great prof. Shout out Dave Ronsley, Mosscrop Secondary. He's now principal at Burnaby Mountain High School. Actually,
okay.
Great guy.
Yeah,
but he had a great psychology class, and I enjoyed the content and. Criminology was kind of a natural fit. You know, I was thinking about getting into policing and RCMP and did a couple of things like RCMP Youth Academy in grade 12 and was really close to go that route. Chose a different path in the end, which is totally fine. You'll change your mind lots as an undergrad and as a young human. And yeah, so those two kind of fit my interests. Those just interesting topics. You know, I didn't really explore too much of other programs at SFU. I wish I did. We got some gem programs, even across other faculties.
Wow.
Communications, education.
Totally. And yeah, I'm myself in psychology and I'm having a great time. And I've taken courses and electives in other faculties and other departments. And it's just been a very holistic educational experience overall. Yeah. And
awesome.
And you mentioned that. Some concerts happening around campus. Like, how was that?
Oh,
like,
incredible.
Like, well attended as well?
Oh, yeah, really well attended. Set up a huge stage. That one, Swollen Members in particular, like, we're talking 20 years ago. And all I remember is this muddy day in front of NBC. You have to imagine Maggie Benson Center, that grass field, now a parking lot.
Yeah.
Totally muddy day. They set up a whole venue, stage. Trash the field.
Yeah.
We ruined this field.
Wow.
2 feet deep of mud kind of thing, you know?
Whoa.
At the time, a really kind of up-and-coming band that was gaining national traction, I would say. National, maybe even international at that point. Swollen Members. And it was a party. Oh, man. Good times.
So was it like hosted by SFU for the students or?
No. This SFSS. We're talking student run. So really creative presidents of the Simon Fraser Student Society and community building, you know, culture creating. It was that, and more often than not, I'd go the UBC route. They had arts county fairs and things, really good concert venues out that way.
Wow.
And a lot of bands, actually the ones that we're playing today, a lot of those played out there.
Wow.
So it was nice to have that over here for once. You know, we finally got a concert that was awesome. And, and people were excited about it and people showed up.
That sounds amazing. And, you know, the picture that you've painted for me from, you know, your time at the university. So, listeners, we're going to listen to a couple more of Brian's picks, you know, some Brian's favorites, local bands. And then we'll go deeper into some other conversations with Brian Fox. All right. Sit back and enjoy.
Rock and roll band, fly at night, in the morning we land, fly at night till we're satisfied, see the morning from the other side, and when you close your eyes,